Clark Danner gazed through the open dressing room door at his wife, Elise, sitting at her makeup table. He could see her reflection in the mirror above, and once again realized how honored he was to have her for his wife. Elise was beautiful. A former fashion model, and 20 years younger than Clark, she made him the envy of his colleagues. Many of the other women considered her shallow because of her so-called vanity. But Clark knew that she was only attempting to preserve her beauty for him. She had told him so many, many times. Tonight, as he watched her apply the creams and lotions to her skin, he could tell she was deeply troubled about something she was seeing in the mirror. Yet he did not want to interrupt her at her regime. He knew she would be finished in a few moments. Instead, he thought about the new cream he was researching at the lab. It had already passed Dre's testing, and now only had to pass human tests to be FDA approved. Another year, maybe two, then Mercilin Laboratories could market the miracle cream of the century. Guaranteed to begin to vanquish wrinkles with the first use. Overnight, the user would see visible results. Depending on the depth of the lines, flawless skin could be promised within 2 weeks to a month. After that, once-a-week coverage for maintenance would keep the demand for the product going. It promised to be a boon for the company, a product to lift the threat of impending bankruptcy. If Mercilin Cosmetics can hold on for one more year, the market price for stock would skyrocket. Then, the company and its employees would have job security for years to come. Clark turned his attention back to Elise, watching as she frowned at her reflection in the mirror. Rising, he walked to the door of the dressing room.
"What's troubling you, dear? I hate it when you frown. Have I done something to make you unhappy?"
"No, it's not you. It's me. I mean my face. Look at it. I'm getting crow's feet. No matter what I do, they're there. Damn, I'm only 25. It's just not fair."
"Hun, I don't mean to sound condescending, but they aren't even noticeable. I'm sure no one has seen them but you."
"That doesn't matter. Just the fact that I know is enough."
"Listen to you. Surely you're not going to let something that minor upset you."
"Look, you're the hot researcher for Mercilin. If you really loved me, you would help me. There's got to be some way to stop this before I go all wrinkles and you stop being proud of me."
Her expression turned into a pout.
"Darling, I'm sorry. I didn't realize how much it meant to you. Now don't look so unhappy. I did not mean to upset you. Do you forgive me?"
When she raised her face to his, her eyes were brimming with tears.
"I forgive you. But promise me you'll try to find something that will help. Please?"
"Sweetheart, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but we're working on something. The testing so far shows it has amazing results. As soon as we complete the volunteer testing and it has government approval, I'll bring it home for you. Is it a deal?"
"What kind of results, Clark? Tell me everything."